from you led from start to finish against Potter Nicks, and the girls punched that ticket, by gosh.
You bet. You know, just really blessed to have some great athletes and really bought into some our defense. Coach Spargo, Coach Gleesberg really have a lot to do with that. They've really put together some tremendous defensive packages and really got things rolling last night.
One of those games you got a chance to pretty much play everybody, and some of your reserves, I'm sure, got a pretty good amount of minutes second half, didn't they?
You bet. You know, we had all the starters off the floor by late second quarter. You know, and our backups did a nice job. We're going to need, you know, at least three or four of them to step up next year. So it's good to get them some experience.
Exactly right. And in not next year, maybe next week when the state tournament, a few of those, you never know, foul trouble, you hope not, something like that. But maybe one of those two girls will have to come in and provide some support.
Exactly. No, you're right there. We made an effort to try to get Char Lutz and Charlie Shaw in the first half for that reason. In case we get in foul trouble, they're going to have to play big time next week. So,
Potter Nicks, so once again, a team didn't have the greatest record, but as I think you and I talked about last week, a team you just couldn't, you can't look past them, and obviously the girls didn't do that.
No, they didn't. They had a nice guard. McConnell was a really good guard for them. We beat them pretty good. I was really impressed with her leadership, trying to keep her teammates up during the game, because I know it's rough when it turns that bad, but, you know, they played hard and stuck with it. I was impressed with their effort.
Coach, you got Loomis coming up in the first round here on Wednesday morning. You've had a chance to see Loomis, played him already this year.
Had a really good showing with him earlier this year, and it snowballed, and we had a nice victory against him. But I'm 100% sure it's going to be a very competitive game. So really got to sell that to our girls that it will not be like the last time. They're a confident team now. They got a really young, enthusiastic coach, Benjamin, and you can just – I told him after that game, I said, hey, you can win that sub-district. You never know what can happen. And He won the sub-district, and they pulled a major upset at Mullen. So we got to be ready. We're going to get their best shot, and they do have a lot of good players.
Yeah, that was a 13 beating a 4 at Mullen, 55-48. So that was a surprise maybe.
I did pretty much watch the last four quarter. I had to get some stats done, and I was just really impressed. They number 23 for – they got a scorer. They got a point guard that can hit threes. They got a couple of bigs inside. The last time we played them, they had a starter missing. So we're going to see definitely a lot better Loomis team, and we got to be ready to go. You don't want to go down there and drop that first one when you're the first seed.
The rest of the field, any other surprises last night that you feel?
I was thinking Cambridge is going to win because I was just real impressed with Cambridge's team. There was another – St. Mary's dang near beat Fall City at Fall City. That was a shocker.
43-40.
And then, it's just Loomis, SEM. I thought those I knew there would be tough competitive games. Just thought they might go the other way.
Coach, you've been so close the last couple of years with this group and district finals, that is, so close. And finally, and again, with your experience and everything, athleticism, finally, hey, you're going to go down to Lincoln and you want to stay for 3 days, don't you?
You bet. You know what? I think the thing will help. Coach Zoltinko got the volleyball team down there, and they won a game, and they were really competitive in the other games. I think that experience will really help us, that our girls have played in Pinnacle already this year. So that'll be a benefit.
Now, you had, as Coach Freeland kind of touched on a little bit, you had some 1,000 points for Clara, Abby, and stuff like that. What happened? What else happened last night?
So Clara Spargo crossed the 1,000-point mark. Students really did a cool thing for her. They held up some signs when she hit it. It was neat. And then her sister, Abby, set the single-season record. We've had a lot of records fall this year. Kim Escobar set the steal record for a season. And then Abby's got the rebound and steal record for single games.
Okay. So did you say Abby points for a season, too?
I thought that's – is that what you said?
Points for a season. Okay.
That went right over my head. I didn't realize that until
Chris say that. One of the Frederick – who had the record?
I think Colby Duvall did.
Okay. Well, you're going back a long time, quite a few years with her. Colby Duvall, right?
Yep.
Very good. Gosh, what year was that? It's like 2000s?
2014.
Okay, so you're going back 10 years at least.
Yeah, 15,
So, yeah, it's been around a while, huh?
You bet. She just has an amazing ability to she can get through a small area, attack the basket, just a little crease. Uh-huh. She can find a way to get to the rim. So just really an impressive ability there.
You don't have a lot of time, Coach. It's Saturday, and you're playing coming up middle of next week. So no time to waste, huh?
No. Yeah, I'm going to put a lot of work in today. You know, we've got to watch some Loomis film, and then you at least got to get some stuff ready because there's, you know, such a short turnaround. So,
well, I guess one thing advance or for you and Loomis is you played each other. You know each other. You know the personnel.
And then played them last year, and then we've swapped some films to scout other opponents, so have a good idea what they're going to do. But it's going to be a really competitive game. It's a team I'm impressed with, and that team just got a lot better from the last time we've seen them to Wednesday, so we're really going to have to be ready.
And that's the one against the eight. One against the eight, which would be what time?
9 o'clock.
Bright and early, 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock Mountain Time.
Eight Mountain, I was going to add that. So, yeah, we went early this week. Kind of rough on me.
Right.
But and then we're going to go early Monday. So that has been in the back of my mind. It's like if we're half asleep, then we'll be riding the bus home that night. So we got to make sure we're ready to go.
Well, we hope you're down there for 3 days. Win first round, win semifinal, be in the championship game on Saturday would be so nice, wouldn't it?
You bet. And this is a team that can do it. You know, I can't got a tremendous talent level. You know, definitely one, and I'd say we probably got two Division I track athletes on the team. Emily Shack went to state in the 3,200 meter, and she's getting some serious volleyball interest. And, you know, the other three players in our main rotation, Yorkowski, Escobar, Ava Lutz, are all tremendous athletes.
Sure.
So really blessed to have a very talented group, and this is we definitely got a chance, but we're going to see some major competition.
Tell the girls over the weekend, okay, enjoy the weekend, get some rest. Just, it's almost you got to keep them on a shelf and just don't get hurt, don't get sick. We got bigger games to come,
right? You know, I've just been blessed enough to, the times I've had these teams where you get the chance to go to Lincoln, I just walk around in terror, like, do not catch the flu.
Exactly.
Do not catch a cold. You know, it is a state of paranoia, I'll be honest. Yeah.